This is Ted Kennedy. Events in the Soviet Union justify cuts in Pentagon spending. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, even hardliners like you must admit the dramatic developments in the Soviet Union make it impossible to keep sailing along at old levels of Pentagon spending. No one's talking about unilateral disarmament or even deep cuts. Put your Cold War glasses away, Al. Get real about military spending. Before the Soviet coup, the Pentagon planned to spend $300 billion next year, primarily to deal with Soviet threats. If we cut that amount, say by 3%, we'd have $9 billion for other priorities. We'd still be spending 97% of what we'd planned to spend before on defense, more than enough to meet any Soviet threat. $9 billion could do a lot here at home, Al. Schools, law enforcement, the war on drugs, better health care, more housing. The world's changed, and Al Simpson and the Pentagon budget have to change, too.
Ted, can you spare a buck, too? Especially with your attitude about deficits. Why not take any savings we get and pay down the national debt? Your long-held attitude is exactly the reason we're $4 trillion in the hole. Ted, the true security of the U.S. lies in being flexible and prepared in a changing world. However, before you go blowing a peace dividend, let's not forget those 30,000 frightening nuclear warheads the Soviet Union has. They face a pretty risky future now that their country is breaking up. The Soviet disunion might make you feel better, but I think we should still keep a very jaundiced eye on who has their gloms on those bombs. Most importantly, Ted, let's make honest defense decisions based on real needs, not politics. You're the one who always votes as if you had to ask the price, you can't afford it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the glass ceiling which prevents minorities and women from moving up in the corporate ladder. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.